It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
Welcome into Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. We're live from Old Chicago. Cal Friedman with Angel Villalobos back in the studio. Got another girls basketball here to talk. Garden City went snapping their 5-game losing streak last time out in Mount St. Mary's. They close up their 3-game road trip on Tuesday, and then they set up a big slate here as we open up the month of February. Welcome on head coach Jacob Miller. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
So you're tuned into former Garden City head coach Jeff Williamson's game right now. How often do you keep in touch with Jeff?
I try to stay with him a couple times a week just to make sure he's staying sane over in West Virginia.
Did he help you really settle in here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We've been friends for a couple decades now, so we're good to go.
When did you first meet?
Oh, shoot. It was back 2004-5 maybe. He's from Southern West Virginia and I'm from Central West Virginia, so our paths have crossed a couple times.
Did he actually introduce the job to you, or did you find out it on yourself?
We just kind of communicated it well through at that time when the position opened, but we were on staff together back in 2012 or 13 at Division II together, so we've been doing it for a while.
Dang. Okay. I never got the chance to meet him. You think I'd like him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Let's talk a little bit about this win. You described this last trip as a business trip out to Oklahoma City. What was the exact message to the team right before you got on the road?
It was the same message we do when we go on the road or have a home game. But yeah, for us, it was, business mentality. It's not a pleasure trip. We obviously had a good time. We ate well, had fun. But at the end of the day, we wanted to get a win. We had to get off this 5-game skid. And I told them, we were 5-5. The first semester, first half of the season's over. And we wanted to really focus in and try to get back on the win slate.
You had a couple of losing streaks last season. How do you feel like this group has responded compared to last year's?
Oh, I think they're young. So, they're able to mold themselves a little better and not get so much hung up on it and overthink it. So, because they really don't know what the landscape's like, so we're not breaking old habits. We're just kind of trying to create our new ones. And so for them, it was, we lost 5, but we got another one. So let's go get this one.
You told me after the game you wanted to see effort and intensity on Saturday. And then you told me that they really reflected that. Where did you see it in the game against Mount St. Mary?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we had our bounce back. We were playing at a tempo and a pace that looked similar to our first 5 games of the year. And it showed. I think we had 19 deflections, 12 steals. And so we were able to – 5 blocks. So we were able to disrupt them in all aspects of the game defensively.
And on the offensive end, your team opened up hot. I believe you had 15 points in the first. You had 5 different scorers. What did you like from your unit there?
Well, our defense turned into offense. I mean, a lot of those were transition buckets off of turnovers. We scored in the half court a little bit as well. But, again, our intensity on the defensive end really transitioned into our offense.
We'd also talked about how the third quarter was so strong on Saturday. What was the halftime message to the team?
I told them it's – the first 3 to 4 minutes of the third quarter sets the tone for the half. And same thing with the first half. But there's a difference in good teams and great teams. Great teams come out in the third quarter and show dominance. Good teams come out and play competitive. And so I really thought that we came out. And I didn't know that they didn't score in the third quarter until I sat down and I kind of looked up and took an exhale and was like, oh, man, they didn't get a bucket. So, again, it wasn't a hoorah speech. It was just kind of challenging them. Hey, let's go out and let's be better than we were in the first half.
It was a 15-0 third quarter. You mentioned you didn't really realize it until the heat of the moment kind of settled down. But once you kind of recalled everything, how impressive was that quarter?
It was. It was very impressive. I mean, again, it goes back to our leadership from our seniors with Cam and Ray and Alexa. And then, also KJ being our anchor in the post. I mean, we did a lot of good things. Haley Brown and Corp did a great job on the wings and Lexi. I mean, all the girls are starting to click a little bit, and I think that's a great thing about young teams is that you're going to continuously get better as the years go on, or the next game and the years. But as long as they stay engaged, they stay hungry, and they don't get complacent or let the wheels fall off, so to speak. And they've done that, and so I'm excited to see what we do tomorrow night.
Talking with Jacob Miller here on Puff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. You're talking a little bit about the seniors. How much have they impressed you over these 2 games on the road?
Heck, they've impressed me every day. Not only their play, but just them as people. They're phenomenal leaders. They're phenomenal young ladies on and off the court, three sport athletes. So a lot of the stuff that they do, it's what they've always done. And so it's great that our young girls are going to pick that up. But they set the tone great. I mean, we got to clean up some of our sloppy turnovers, slow down a little bit, have a little bit better reads. But they set the tone for us defensively.
Moraes scored 19 in these two games on the road. Where have things clicked for her offensively?
Well, I think she just kind of got back and got out of her own head. You know, a lot of times as basketball players, we can kind of overthink things. Or like I told us in film, we're not thinkers, we're doers. You know, we need to react. If you're thinking and looking, you're behind. You're late. And so what they need to do is gather their own head and just play ball. And that's what she did, especially when you see a couple shots drop. You know, she was the first bucket, the one dribble pull up and off the shot fake. Once you see a shot go in, then the next person is going to see one go in. And then it kind of was it's a snowball effect.
Is it easier for you to spot that on film when you see someone maybe not taking a shot because she doesn't have confidence in that moment?
Yeah. You can definitely see them defer. And I mean, we hit that stretch. I mean, obviously with Liberal and Hayes, those were our, you know, or I'm sorry, Great Ben and Hayes, you know, with the 10 and 31 point losses. We passed up on a lot of shots that we normally take, make or miss. And so it was one of the things, it was a confidence problem because we can't get out of a slump if you don't shoot out of a slump. And so we did that. We've sent some motivational videos to the girls, let them understand, you know, listening to former pros like Gilbert Arenas and guys like that, that have that scoring mentality and have that shooter's mentality. And I think they really bought into that.
I was going to follow up on that. What other athletes have you sent to the girls?
Just whatever I see. I mean, we all kind of got an Instagram group that we send leadership quotes or leadership videos, or, you know, we follow the same kind of Instagram accounts. And so a lot of the stuff for them is just being students of the game and absorbing it, but also just watching basketball, not only themselves, but watching Sunday slates of college women's basketball, which was phenomenal yesterday. But these girls are all learning this stuff on the fly. I mean, KJ's the only one with varsity experience coming in this year. Cam had a little bit last year, maybe 12 to 15 minutes a game, but not a huge role. So, but these girls are all learning and getting better. And hats off to them, too, because I'm a tough guy to play for. My expectations are really high. And a lot of times I feel like they don't want to disappoint me, but they need to. You know, that's part of growth. We all – disappointment is learning. And so as long as we have the right mentality, we'll continue to get better.
You also told me after the game that you were pretty aware of the third quarter struggles. Did you stress that after the game to say, hey, we really did well in this third quarter?
Yeah, I mean, we spotted it today in film. We spotted it, you know, obviously after the game we talked about it. But for us, I try not to harp on so much negatives, you know, because there's so many negatives in games. There's so many positives in games. And yeah, our third quarter was bad, but our third quarter was phenomenal in the first five games. So to me, it was just trying to get them to stay level-headed, get out of their own head, and get back to our brand of basketball.
Talk to me a little bit about the positives during this road trip so far. You played a very good Goodland team to open up this trip, and then you got the win at Oklahoma City. Overall thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, our energy and effort was there, and our engagement was there. We were making the right basketball plays. I mean, you know, that baseline drive and then snap pass to the opposite corner. Now we got to start working on the one more swing. And so a lot of our stuff, you know, you can't have success unless you play hard and you're engaged. And so we mastered that. And so now we got to kind of slow down and say, hey, what can we do and clean up?
You talk about how this team has little varsity experience. Do you feel like basketball IQ has gotten better over these last couple of weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's only going to continue to get better. Not only just this season, but the summer's huge for us. And then going into the next season, because, yes, we lose Ray and Cam. But right now we're out of our nine that are playing. I want to say Haley Brown's a junior, so six of them are freshmen, sophomores. So these girls are only going to continue to get better over the next 2 to 3 years.
One of those freshmen that actually just got her first career points was Staley Powers. She had a triple in the corner. How big was that for her?
That was good. That's good for her, good for all of our girls. I mean, just to show it's next grow up mentality. Sometimes you don't know, like Haley Brown and Cam were kind of getting in foul trouble, so we needed to have a guard, and so we just threw her in the mix because, you know, she showed us start of the season. She took her freshman team and was led them to 6-0. Came in against Great Bend, three quarters in JV, had 17. So, you know, she earned her playing time. She's been able to walk in and – or she wasn't able just to walk in and say, hey, I'm a freshman, I'm going to play. She had to earn her right. And I think sometimes that that makes you more dedicated, more hungry to that. So we're – hats off to Thaley to grinding out and becoming the ball player that she's going to be.
After one of the first games, you told me that you had to get the celebration started in the locker room. You told me after the game they got wet in the locker room. Did you start it, or was it the players this time?
Oh, it was absolutely them. They're learning. It was, and that's what I told them after we had the water shower in there. I sat there for a second. I said, Let's take 3 to 5 seconds and embrace this feeling. It's been a while. Like you had to remind me, it's been since December 9th, you know, and so enjoy these little wins and enjoy the process, because it helps out as we continue through this grind stretch. I think we got 9 games in the next 21 days. And so, you know, there's going to be losses in that. There's going to be more wins, but that was a win that we really needed.
We were talking about it a little bit before we got on air. You mentioned that big stretch. It's now 5 games, the next 12 days. How do you plan on preparing for this?
You know, it's load management. I was talking to the staff today, you know, what kind of gearing in, what does it look like? What are we doing our off days? What's practice look like? You know, are we doing more rehab than we are conditioning? Because, you know, at the same time, we have a phenomenal athletic training department. We have resources that most colleges don't have. And so, like, this morning for 0 hour, we were icing in ice bath, getting treatment, getting rehab. And so for those girls, take advantage of those, take care of their bodies. And then we had, you know, a 30-minute film session and 70-minute practice today. So just load management, understanding that they need to make sure they're putting fuel in their body right, not just going eating fast food, eating junk food, but make sure you're hydrating, getting some good protein, high-carb stuff. But yeah, I mean, we're just trying to worry about load management and ensure that these girls stay engaged the entire time.
I've never even had one of those ice baths yet. So
yeah, it's game changer mentally and physically.
Talking to Jacob Miller right now on Buff Talk. Do you have a strict diet for this group?
No. Obviously, it's high school girls. I can't. There's no strict diet. Or high school kids in general don't have strict diets. You know, we were high school. We thought we could eat anything, and then we realized once we got 25, you can't do that anymore. But for them, I just try to stress that just rest, take care of themselves, don't have so much screen time, stay hydrated, because they don't understand how much energy they exert and how much sweat they exert. And then again, just high protein meals and high carb meals. But like I said, they're all 2- and 3-sport athletes. And a lot of time it's the freshmen that haven't experienced this type of high load impact on their bodies. So just staying iced up and ready to go.
I still haven't gotten to the point where I can't realize what I can and can't eat right now.
Just continue to enjoy it. It'll sneak up on you.
I'm not looking forward to that. One thing that is always talked about, I know you're a big football guy, but the rest versus rust kind of battle, emphasizing having your players in the best shape, but also making sure that they're in game day shape, when they're ready to go. What's the key in that for you?
I think for us, it's we've done so much conditioning already. We've ran a lot more than I've ran any of my programs and in the year past being here at Garden. So we're kind of already in that game day shape, ready to go, because now we're going to play 3 games every day or every week for the next 3 weeks. So we're already in that game shape. So those 3 games will help us maintain it. And so for us, it's just recovery and injury prevention.
Well, I get into a couple of teams you're taking on. Dodge City tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Big game in 6A, because we've kind of talked about it. Your team's right there right now to host the sub-state game. How important is this one?
Yeah, no, it's big. It's huge for us, not only just for us hosting sub-state, but it's huge for the WAC. I mean, it's a conference game, so none of these conference games are going to be easy. We got to play our perfect basketball. But I mean, Dodge City is extremely well coached, as every team in the WAC is. So we're excited to get to Dodge. Hopefully, you know, kind of have a little revenge tour, because they got us twice last year.
Wanted to ask a little about that. We'll start with the coaching side. Kelly Snodgrass, that coach over there at Dodge. What are some things you expect out of her teams going into tomorrow?
Well, they're going to grind. They're going to have great pace. They're going to have great game management. They're going to be able to make free throws and do what they're supposed to do. And then, obviously, they grind out games. I mean, they're just – it's a – last year, at least from what I experienced, they're low-scoring games, but they're – defensive stuff. You know, they're not going to do anything that's going to beat them outside of, you know, just the normal turnovers that it is, but they're going to give their staff's going to give them the best opportunity to win.
Where does that stand out from those 2 games you played against them last year?
I think last year for us, it was we were not nearly as deep. And obviously we're still creating our culture of chemistry and girls playing together and trusting each other. And so for us, I think against them, it's got to be a mentality. Instead of thinking, oh, well, we haven't won here in however many years it's been, it's got to be, no, we're ready to come in and win now.
What are some things you want to take from Saturday's game that you want to carry over into tomorrow night's?
Well, it's just like in life. When you have success, you don't want to get complacent. You want to stack good days on each good day. And we understand that we're going to have a step back and in the process, but we just want to continue to stack good days on top of each other. And so hopefully tomorrow we can stack another win.
Some more good news for you. Once that game ends, you have 5 out of 6 at home. How important is that?
You know, it is extremely important. But I think if you look at our stats, I think we play a lot better on the road than we do at home. And that's a mental thing as well. And that's kind of why we changed up the court color and got the Jumbotron, tried to make it feel like we're not at home. as much as possible. But I feel like our girls now are kind of getting settled into themselves and trusting each other and playing with each other. So I think I'm excited to kind of turn the key on starting to have some success at home.
So you went in on that Jumbotron to say, like, hey, we want to make this feel different.
We just want to be different. Yeah, I was all for it when Coach Stone brought that up to us. I mean, who would want to turn that down and have that in your facility? But at the same time, I mean, with the going brown on the court, yeah, we embrace the brown, but let's kind of change it. It's been the same for 10 years, so let's kind of change it up and have a different mentality. It hasn't worked so far because I've 1-3 at home or whatever it is, but 2-3 at home. But we need to, just like I said, get Dodge tonight, stack on Laverne, and then hopefully life prep on Friday.
Was there an experience in the past that kind of made you say, hey, let's change up the court colors, you know?
No, we knew that we had the opportunity to do so. So we did. I mean, me, Coach Tone, and Coach Williamson last year through the season, it was about three to four months of just, hey, we're watching this game. Look how cool this court looks. Or, hey, look at this. So we were just spitballing ideas for a while. And then we kind of just said, hey, you know what? Maybe we do go brown. Let's embrace it. It's different. There's not a court like this. And I've only seen two or three other brown courts in the country. And so we just wanted to be outside the box, do something different, be unique. And I think it turned out great.
Besides ours, what's the favorite court you've ever seen?
Oh, favorite court I've ever seen is St. Albans Red Dragon, St. Albans High School.
Okay.
That's my home court, man.
All right.
Yeah, that's my home court. Yeah, St. Albans Red Dragons. But no, there's been neat courts all throughout. I thought Topeka High's court was phenomenal. I think they call it the Dungeon. It was high character, old school feel. But yeah, I mean, I told our assistant we went in Goodland's gym last week. I said it'd have been neat to start taking a picture of every high school gym you've been in your career and what that would look like as a portfolio. You know, at the end of your career, and kind of say, hey, over the last 30 years, I've been in, you know, X amount of gyms, and here they all are.
What's your thoughts on Oregon's?
Yeah, Oregon's is cool. Oregon's is cool. It kind of throws me off all the different shades and all the different things. But I was watching, was it San Jose State and UNLV the other night, Saturday night when we were on the way home?
That sounds right.
Was that who that was? And
I think
they have
so.
That blue court with the inside of their 3-point line is light.
I'm looking this
and
up.
And then they have the, I want to say it's like the Trojan head that's yellow in the middle. That looked really sweet. I mean, the West Coast schools are the ones that are thinking outside the box on you know, going kind of being extra, so to speak, on their courts.
Yeah, I was going to say the East Coast is a little more traditional. Yeah, I'm looking at this court now. Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, it's different.
I can't lie. Okay, so it doesn't feel like it. We're officially more than halfway through the year, and now you got these next 9 games crammed over the next 3-4 weeks. What's the message to this team over these next couple weeks to try and pull through and host a sub-state game?
Stay hungry. You know, I mean, we can get sometimes the grind and the can become monotonous, and you kind of lose focus of what our end goal is. And so we just want to continue to get better. We want to embrace the grind and stay hungry. Don't get complacent just because we win one or two or lose one or two. And then we also need to stay engaged because it's easy for some of our girls to say, hey, well, track season's right around the corner, softball's right around the corner, and kind of get anticipate that. So we want them to just understand that we want to finish the season strong, finish on a strong note, because how we finish will transition into our summer, which then our summer transitions back into the following year.
And finally, we're about to bring on 2 student-athletes. We'll do it after the break. Haley Brown and Maya Korf, can you give me a testament on how hard these two have worked this season to get into the starting lineup and consistently start this year?
Oh, yeah. They've been bought in since day one. Like I said, not only are they phenomenal basketball players and continue to get better, but they're incredible people, incredible young ladies, on and off the court. I think they both are 4.0 students. I mean, we carried a team GPA first semester, all 28 girls, 9th through 12th grade, carried a 3.75 or 3.67 GPA, all 28 girls. And so that's and 16 of them, 15 of them are freshmen. And so, but these girls set the tone, and they're going to be our leaders. You know, Haley Brown's got, 40 more games with us, and then Corf's got 3 more years. So we're excited to see where they're going to go, and their hard work and dedication on and off the court. They're going to be successful young ladies in whatever they do.
That's awesome. I love to see this culture continue to build here.
I'm excited as well.
Thank you so much, Coach, for coming on tonight.
Appreciate you.
That is Jacob Miller from the women's basketball team. We'll step aside on Buff Talk. Be right back with Haley Brown and Maya Corf here on 99.9 The Rock.